streaming on the app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. It is now the deadliest wildfire in the U.S. in more than a century. Officials say the confirmed death toll from last week's fires in Maui is now 93, and hundreds remain missing. Chelsea Davis is a reporter at KGMB-TV Honolulu. She's in Maui.
I went down to Pua'umana for the first time, and there's practically nothing left. We saw X's on cars and buildings, and FEMA tells us that indicates local agencies have already checked those homes and vehicles for survivors or remains. But FEMA will go back in and check for a second time. Governor Green says he believes the death toll will only go up significantly.
It's going to rise. It will certainly be the worst natural disaster Hawaii ever faced. It may be the worst fire that America ever faced.
In Georgia, Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis is set to present her case against former President Trump, according to two witnesses who are expected to appear before a grand jury early this week. More from reporter Asia Wilson of CBS affiliate WGCL-TV in Atlanta.
George Chidi, a well-known Atlanta journalist and activist, also confirmed with Atlanta News First that he has been asked to testify before the grand jury on Tuesday as well. Chidi said back in December of 2020, he stumbled across a meeting at the state capitol in which Trump's alleged fake electors were meeting to help certify the November 3rd election.
Damar Hamlin has taken a big step toward returning full time to the NFL. He went into cardiac arrest and had to be resuscitated on the field during a game in Cincinnati on January 2nd. Yesterday, he suited up for the Buffalo Bills preseason opener against the Indianapolis Colts.
It'll be a long road, long journey as far as the goals I got for myself in this game, but today was definitely a step in the right direction.
People in Portland, Oregon are preparing for dangerous heat today, says Coin TV's Joel Jones.
We're glad that we're able to get some of these things out to people before this heat wave starts.
With triple-digit temperatures expected to strike, local nonprofits like Blanchet House are doing what they can to keep vulnerable residents cool and hydrated. Volunteer manager Jennifer Ransdell tells us,
if we get donations in, we will have them all set up just like this and get them out the door.
Emergency management officials are also prepping for the incoming weather, urging all residents to stay hydrated, avoid the heat, and limit outdoor activities.
Illinois has become the first state to require that child social media influencers are paid. Some parents share the lives of their children on the internet, generating tens of thousands of dollars. The law, which goes into effect next July, will ensure the kids get a share of that money. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Young adults are the driving force behind the increasing digitization of healthcare. More from Mike Mohn.
Industry researchers say, like a lot of other age groups, Gen Z embraces telemedicine. They also value apps that can make it easier to schedule appointments, manage conditions, and look up data. Rochelle Andre with the Wisconsin Primary Healthcare Association says, more importantly, this generation wants to feel empowered when receiving care.
I don't think a Gen Z individual is really likely to just be directed to what to do with their healthcare. They need that buy-in and option so that they can have a voice in the process.
And she says Gen Z deserves praise for normalizing conversations regarding behavioral health. Dr. Donald Tavakoli with United Healthcare says Gen Z is just starting to enter the workforce because they report higher rates of depression, eating disorders, and even suicidal behaviors. He says it's important they understand terms like deductibles, coinsurance, and out-of-pocket when signing up for plans.
They have significant rates of mental illness, so we think it's really important that they first have their health insurance lingo down, really understanding the common terms of how to navigate health insurance.
Health equity is another priority for Gen Z. Andre says her organization is trying to reduce access barriers for underserved populations.
They may not have a parent or a family member or a guardian who can take them to a clinic after work. Maybe that parent or guardian is working multiple jobs.
Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
August 12th, 2023. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the old NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And, one of the big notables this week is the final pipe in the connection to the Milwaukee water system that will bring Lake Michigan water to Waukesha. As of this week, all of the pipe supply and return flow is in the ground. There's still a lot of testing and commissioning that will be done over the next month. The transition to Lake Michigan water for residents is expected in mid-September. You can learn more at greaterwateralliance.com/transition. And Dan Dukniak, the head of our water utility, who was on earlier this summer, we hope to have on that first Saturday in September in a recorded show, because I believe the ribbon cutting is scheduled for September 7th. So congrats to our water utility and the city on what's been a very ambitious and historic project and a real watershed, pun intended, for this city's history. Now history in the making. It's our honor to have back on Coach John Stillman. I have to correct myself. I was calling him the assistant head coach and offensive coordinator. He's actually the receivers coach for our beloved Waukesha South Blackshirts. And joining him in the new tradition we've started with having some senior leaders are two all Classic Eight seniors, Logan Tank Dable, and full reporting or
full disclosure.
Full disclosure. Thanks,
there
Coach.
We go, yeah.
Coach is an English teacher too, by the way. So full disclosure, my son Evan Stout, receiver, defensive back. Logan, of course, is a lineman, but can play a lot of different positions on the field. Gentlemen, welcome. How's everybody doing this morning?
Great. Doing good.
Excellent.
Sounds good. So it was a busy day for me yesterday morning. First, I went over to Carroll University's. They started their first full week of training camp to prepare for the season. And we're proud WAUK will be broadcasting Carroll football on the radio starting September 9th, Saturday. The Quick Trip Glazer Bowl, which I know these guys, they eat half their meals at Quick Trip, so hopefully they'll be there for it. And then later that day at 11, I showed up at Ken Hollop Stadium at Waukesha South to see Evan Logan and their teammates in their first scrimmage against Whitnall and Tosa East. And Coach Stillman, what are your thoughts on the first scrimmage?
It was, honestly, I didn't know what to expect with the new guys that we have. And just having those guys perform the way they did and doing the things that we've been teaching them for the last 2 weeks was really encouraging. we still have a lot of work to do. We still have a long ways to go. But, yeah, walking out of there yesterday, I was very encouraged.
Yeah, you know, I was too. I really saw some great execution with the passing game. I thought the defense looked really solid. It was great to see some of these guys. Now, I've watched Evan and Logan play since they were in fifth grade, along with many of their teammates. Hector Carranza, who will likely be tagged as the starter at quarterback, and I'm sure will share duties with Ben Jimenez. And to see these guys growing, Isaiah Dunlop looked really good too.
I thought both quarterbacks do things well differently. They both bring different qualities that almost like the two-headed quarterback. And they showed that yesterday. And if we can keep them upright and healthy, you know what? We're going to be okay.
Sounds great. And speaking of okay, or more than okay, Johnny's calling in from the farmer's market. Are you there, Johnny Watermelon?
Well, good morning, everybody. How's it going up there?
Great. So welcome back. A big adjustment for you after being at the Wisconsin Valley, what was that called, Festival in Wausau last weekend?
Yeah, it was Wisconsin Valley Fair. It was a beautiful event. I mean, it's been a long time since I've done a fair like that, but I'll tell you, it was just a great thing. But I'm back on my home turf. And feels real comfortable here, if I can say the word right. A lot of produce is in, man. I mean, it's really got it picked up here. So, hey, I just had a quick question for your guest there today.
Yeah.
So tell me, guys, what's your plan of attack for the final season in the Classic Eight?
Do you want to take that one, Logan or Evan?
Yeah, we just got to go in there, you know, toughest conference in Wisconsin, a lot of young guys on the team. I think we're just going to have to find a way to fight through the games. They're never easy.
Yeah.
So we just got to find a way.
Sounds good. How about you, Ev?
Well, you've got...
Hang on, Johnny. Ev's talking.
Yeah, that's okay. Go ahead, Ev.
Go ahead, Ev.
I feel like we have a lot of new stuff this year, and I feel like we have built a team kind of around how we want to play this year. And I feel like we're going to play really well with what we're given this year. And I feel like that's kind of what's going to lead us through the Classic Eight, is kind of doing something a little bit different than we usually have.
Sounds good. Coach Stillman.
They sounded really good. We know that, with our enrollment, we're, at a little bit of a disadvantage. Obviously that's why we're, changing into a conference that is more suited to our population. But those guys are right. We're going to do some things. We're going to do less things well. We're not going to try to have a really thick playbook. We're going to try to do things that we do well over and over again. And, you know, hopefully that will that'll get us through.
Sounds good. So, hey, Johnny, what else is looking good at the farmer's market?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's just really a great place to people watch. I mean, I just talked a little bit about all the produce and stuff down here. And, you know, I just had a little trivia question. So when I check in next time, so you'll get the answer right, Don. I'm just going to throw this out here. It's kind of a new little bit that I want to start.
Sure.
So if anybody can tell me who are the only two inductees, and I know this is a little bit off the main course here, but the only two inductees into the Baseball Hall of Fame that never played a game, never had anything really to do with baseball, but they were inductees. So I'll check in with you.
Coach Stillman has his hand up. I think he's got an answer for you right now, Johnny. Coach?
That's because he's like, what do you got, Coach?
Abbott and Costello?
You got it.
Who's on first? That's right. I was going to say like Grantland Rice or some other, Harry Carey and Ernie Harwell. Oh, that's great.
Right.
Johnny, that's a good question.
You cheered everybody up, man.
All right.
Okay, so we'll see you.
All right. Johnny Watermelon giving us the crop report from the farmer's market. And Johnny will be calling in later with some more updates, but it looks like beautiful weather for the farmer's market. And I wouldn't be surprised if these three head over there afterwards. I hear they've got a maple bacon scone that does not suck. Actually, I've had it. It is really, really tasty. So making room for that. And so, hey, want to shout out to Anastasia, who's back. We missed her again last weekend. Was it another Hobbit-themed wedding or
not
event you went
to? Not a Hobbit-themed wedding. No, I ran off to the City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, to see some old friends and discovered that brotherly love only goes so far. I'm very happy to be back in the Midwest, all I can say.
Sounds great. Well, welcome back, Anastasia. So,
thank you for having me back.
You got it, yeah. So I know Anastasia, she wanted to get back to check in with South football. She's become a convert. So, hey, I got a little background on these guys that Coach Stillman may not know about. When Evan and Logan started on fifth grade, that team did not get a single first down that whole season. The second season, I don't even think they got a touchdown. They got some first downs. The third season, I believe it was a Tyler Williams pick six against Catholic Memorial that finally knocked the lid off. And then you guys won like three games. I think you won four games that year. And then when they were in eighth grade, the head coach, then coach, varsity coach, A.J. Rabel, switched them out of the Classic Eight for the youth football. And they ran the table. They won the division. It was the first time any South team at any level had made the playoffs. And their only loss that year was, ironically enough, against Waukesha North on a night when their star tailback, Isaiah Dunlop, that's your dad texting, Logan. He says you look great. No, but Isaiah Dunlop was sick with the flu. And one of the stars, or a kick returner, was not wearing a skilled position jersey number, something the North coaches concocted. And it was much closer in the final score, but that was their only loss. And the rest of the season, they ran the table, and they were down some games. They'd be down by two scores, and they would fight back and like 40 unanswered points. And so they showed a lot of character, a lot of heart, a lot of skill. And, again, I know we're low in numbers this year, but it's important to note the team that you guys lost to – it was like Belgium Cottage Grove, had 16 players. So, you know, what I saw in the scrimmage yesterday, and I think one of the real achievements in the Wilts era, Coach Darnell Wilts, was in that first season, two seasons ago, they had zero season-ending injuries because of the strength training program that was implemented and updated. And last year, we had so many injuries, and a lot of that, I think, was just flukes. I mean, we were talking about how many times does a guy blow out his Achilles tendon in, you know, high school or college or pro football. So you got to be feeling pretty good after yesterday, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Talking the mic.
Yeah.
Talking the mic.
I mean, body's definitely sore. You know, finally going against other people that aren't your teammates, go like full speed and just run into them. But no, definitely feeling sore. But after that, I'm feeling good about this season.
Sounds great. How about you, Ev?
Yeah, I'm feeling good about the season. Looking at the defense, I really liked our defense a lot. I think that's what stood out yesterday was how aggressive we can play against other teams and how just everybody was moving around and flying around.
Sure. Here's an anonymous question, quote unquote. Now as seniors, who were some of the upperclassmen that helped shape you to become the players you are today?
For me, being on the line, Aiden Rasa, he was a senior when I was a sophomore. He was the definition of a walkthrough warrior, and every time I had to go against him, he'd kick my butt. But like, I just think grew me as a player. But last year, everybody knows Tack and CJ. They were just kind of like those leaders that everybody could look up to.
Sounds great.
And like, cool. I feel like us seniors implement
when we come back from the break, Logan's going to tell us about other role models from the team as well as Evan Stout when This Week in Waukesha continues. Scott Allen, state rep, is my guest next week on This Week in Waukesha. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area.
The Wisconsin State Fair runs through Sunday. Purchase your tickets at the gate or in advance by visiting wisstatefair.com for more details. Check out Franklin's Beer Garden located in Croatian Park this Thursday, 5 till 10 p.m. It's the perfect place to enjoy live music and local food trucks while sipping on a cold beer or cocktail. Join the community of Waukesha for Friday Night Live between 6:30 and 9 p.m. Stop by beautiful downtown. Enjoy the weather, dining, shopping, and a wide variety of live music.
music. Produce, meats, bakery, and prepared foods, all plentiful at the Brookfield Farmers Market each Saturday between 7:30 a.m. and noon at Brookfield Central High School. And on Sunday, celebrate summer on the lakefront at the Milwaukee Art Museum for their free event series from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m.
If you have an event and you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.us.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Shaw, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Home of Les Paul, our
just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said.
With my guest, receivers coach for the Blackshirts, Sean Stillman, and his all-Classic 8 seniors, Logan Tank Dable and Evan Stout. And that was the band with the weight. And hearts are heavy here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown and all throughout Guitar Town USA upon hearing on late Wednesday night, August 9th, of the passing of musician extraordinaire Robbie Robertson at the age of 80 as one of the members of the band. Along with Levon Helm, Rick Danko, Richard Manuel, and Garth Hudson. Robertson was on the front line of three music revolutions, and one of them was being with Bob Dylan during his transition from folk to rock into electric guitars. And the band's first album, Music from the Big Pink, released in 1968, is considered one of the greatest of all time. And their last concert, 1976, was captured in the iconic 1978 Martin Scorsese film, The Last Waltz, that featured a who's who of musical legends, including their former frontmen, Ronnie Hawkins and Bob Dylan, along with Eric Clapton, Van Morrison, Neil Young, Emmylou Harris, Dr. John, Joni Mitchell, Mavis Staples and the Staple Singers, Muddy Waters, Pine Top Perkins, and so many more. And Robbie Robertson was born in Toronto to Jewish Mohawk and Cayuga parentage, and was raised in the Six Nations of the Grand River Reserve southwest of Toronto. And he continued collaborating with Scorsese, providing music on many of the films, including Raging Bull, Goodfellas, The Irishman, and the upcoming film Killers of the Flower Moon, which I highly recommend. I just read that book. Coach Stillman, if you're still teaching English, you should recommend that to your class.
Okay.
And glad to hear, even though he's a Queensryche fan, Coach Stillman said the Blackshirts are dedicating this season to Robbie Robertson. So, but hey, a couple texts came in. Athletic Director for Waukesha South, Dan Schreier, says it's a nice start. Props to the young men for getting up early and being ready to go on their day off. And Dan also said, nice call on the band. So, Dan, you're going to hear some more music from the band throughout this broadcast. And then Melissa Brown, president of the Waukesha South Boosters, and my wife and Evan's mother says the boys sound good. So great to hear. And
Don, I hate to interrupt, but I believe your friend Earl is out the window waiting for you to say hello. He's just walked
Earl
past
Walker.
To your right.
Good morning, Earl. My very good friend. So we'll have to have him in. Oh, good. The door is open. So when we're done with Earl, then we're going to continue this conversation with Evan and Logan. How you doing, friend? Oh, this isn't. What's your name?
My name's George.
Oh, George. I'm sorry. We're doing a live show right now, so I apologize. I can't help you. I thought you were my friend Earl. I got confused. But what are you looking for?
Home buying class on the Spobian 211. Would that be?
Okay, because this is 217.
The address says 217. Is there another?
Wisconsin Avenue?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 217. You're in the right building.
But I'm still on the second floor. I went up.
Yeah, so you could go through the front door, or else Anastasia will lead you out through the hallway, George. And we'll get you to where you're going. So, hey, best of luck, George. So, hey, that's Waukesha for you, man. It's like, you know, that Richard Scarry book. You know, you meet all these interesting people here. So, that
live,
was great.
Live
that
radio.
Was not, that was not scripted, friends. That was fun. So George is looking for a home buying class. So, and I wish him well. I say he looked a little too tall to be Earl Walker. But anyway, Logan was going to finish talking about who some of the upperclassmen were that were his role models, you know, growing up in black shirt football.
Yeah, like I was saying, Tech and CJ, unfortunately, they did graduate, but they're doing good things at the University of St. Thomas.
The Tommies.
Yeah, roll Toms. but no, yeah, they were just great leaders. Everybody could look up to them. But now my senior class, they kind of have to implement some of the leadership that Tech and CJ had on some of these younger kids.
Sounds great. Ev, how about you?
I'd say one big guy I feel like that was a really big leader was my sophomore season. It was Dylan Gutenberg. He was a excellent receiver. He showed exactly what a team player was and how to present yourself on the field and how to present yourself at practice and be a leader. So I feel like that was one huge player for me.
Sounds great. Just so you don't get in trouble, any of the members of the Crillo family that you played ball with that were an influence?
Yeah, I was going to say Anthony Carrillo was a huge influence on me. I feel like my sophomore year, he is textbook what you want in a leader and everything that you want. He is now at the Air Force Academy doing his thing. He's doing amazing now, but he is textbook what you want to look for in a
sounds great player. Okay, so hey, we're gonna go to another break. We get back, Johnny's gonna be calling in from the farmer's market, and lots more as this week in Waukesha continues. Don't go away. Calling in from the farmer's market, and lots more as this week in Waukesha continues. Don't go away. Calling in from the farmer's market, and lots more.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief, the death toll from last week's wildfires in Maui is now 93, but Governor Josh Green says hundreds are still missing.
Now, we were here just 2 days ago, and the number was smaller, and it's going to continue to rise. We want to brace people for that.
Trump critic and former Republican Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, Jeff Duncan, says he's been ordered to appear before a county grand jury sitting in Atlanta that's investigating the former president, among others. He spoke with CBS affiliate WGCL-TV.
I have no expectations as to the questions, and I'll certainly answer whatever questions
investigations put in front of me, and certainly don't want to go any deeper than that to you know, jeopardize or compromise the investigation.
After suffering a cardiac arrest on the field in January and being resuscitated, Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin played in his team's preseason opener yesterday against the Indianapolis Colts.
It was super fun. Like, it was a great experience, you know what I'm saying? Just another milestone on the step of just, you know, getting back to myself as far as in the football space.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin?
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Iconic Martin Scorsese film, The Last Waltz, and one of their greatest hits. You'll hear it right now from the voice of Lee Van Helm. The night they drove old Dixie down, which, contrary to what many thought, is not a celebration of the old Confederacy. It was a story about a family where Lee Van Helm was from, which I believe was Tennessee or Arkansas, that was going through the hardships towards the end of the war, including a family member that was killed serving in the Confederacy, and just the trials and tribulation, just the relief that the war was finally over and all the anguish. And many during that time when the song came out had kind of made it into, during the Vietnam War, one of the you know, kind of the peace songs or anti, you know, war songs of the time. But a great ballad if you hear the story and the song. And the band had even had people had kind of phrased their music as Americana. And it kind of became a unique genre within rock. And so another great gift, as we remember Robbie Robertson of the band, who passed away this week. He actually wrote that song for Levon Helm, who as the drummer was the lead vocals on that. So very cool. But anyway, we're back with Coach Stillman, with Logan and his all Classic 8 seniors, Logan Tank Dable and Evan Stout. And oh, you know what? Johnny's back from the farmer's market here. He's calling in again. Hey, Johnny, if you're listening, I fed you a question and the fellas already answered it. Someone else already called in about role models. But what's going on at the farmer's market?
Well, you know, it's just another beautiful day down here. The breeze is gone. The sun's out. I just want to give you an update on the mushroom stand. Of course, yeah. They've got a big line there. And Bayview Bread has got a big line. So all the classic stands are just busier than you know what. I just went and bought a tomato. They look beautiful. So sure. The produce is there. So I'm just going to ask one. I know you got into the leadership thing there, but, sure. You know, Coach, what do you guys do kind of as a collective group there on the coaching side to help instill some of that leadership qualities?
Well, it starts with having really good kids. Leadership, to me, you can foster it, but it's really hard to teach. And, you know, the two guys that are sitting next to me, whether it's football or whether it's the baseball program that we're a part of, I couldn't think of two better seniors for the younger guys to look up to and do what they do. They, they're the hardest workers in practice, and that's part of the leadership. You show the younger guys what to do and how to do it and not just tell them how to do it. To me, that's leadership. Leadership is something that I think you're born with. I think you either have it or you don't. Some guys are quiet. You don't have to be a rah-rah guy to be a leader. But if you can lead by example and be the one of the better guys on the team and be allowed to be one of the guys that are hardest, the coaches can coach the hardest, then you got something. And these two guys next to me have it.
Well, certainly fortunate to have those two in the program. So thank you so much for everything. And I'm just going to sign off from the farmer's market.
Thanks, Johnny.
So Don and group, we'll see you.
Johnny Watermelon, ladies and gentlemen. Johnny will be helping me out with the broadcast for both Waukesha South, which they open up next Friday night at Milwaukee Lutheran, who they defeated 42-6, I believe, was the score last year in our home opener. Now they're traveling to Milwaukee Lutheran. And before we get on to the season, Amanda Dable, Logan's mom, has just called in with a question, and she wants to know, who has inspired you the most among the what coach would you say in your 8 years of playing football? they're both smiling. It's not Jared Dable. No, I'm just kidding.
Who inspired me? Probably.
That's not true. Jared was a great inspiration.
Probably Coach Nick. He's been with us since fifth grade.
Nick Mahalos, father of tailback and defensive back, or like linebacker. Vinny. Everything. Vinny Capoletti Mahalos.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go ahead.
Nick has been with us since fifth grade. We've been lucky to have him jump up to high school with us, and he's just kind of been that coach that you can go to with any concern, any question, and he will help you anytime you need it. He actually lets us like work out at his house. He's just that guy that really just pushes you. We've had a couple disagreements with each other, but we just have a great relationship now, and that's the one guy that I don't want to lose.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of the perfect answer right there. It's just with Coach Nick's been with us since fifth grade. That's counted, I'm pretty sure, 8 years now. So that's just, he's always been with us. He's always been there for us, and we know we can go with him to him for everything. I'd say, so I'll put out a different answer, though. For one coach for me would be Coach McLean. He's a coach that I'm very close with and got very close with. He started at South my sophomore year. He is not on the coach staff anymore, but I am still very close to them today. And I feel like he's a great role model, and he's a guy that I feel like I could go to for everything.
Sounds great. And just one quick announcement here with the Carroll Minute. So Coach Stillman's offended my Spartan sensibilities with the Purdue t-shirt, but it is it's forgiven because his daughter will be starting there, a bright student, and looking forward to some great things. So, but in my retaliation, I've got the Carroll hat on, a gift from Coach Mike Budashevsky, head coach at Carroll. And John went to college at North Central, defending national Division III football champions from the same conference. And you were there for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was there for, I played football and baseball there for 4 years.
Sounds great. So, but I just, for Carroll, I wanted to give a big shout out to Mike Westermeyer, who's their new director of athletic communications. And he's filling in quite nicely. He comes up from Beloit College, and he also worked at Ripon College, too, in sports information and communication. So it was great to connect with him and as he gets his sea legs. And athletic director Mike Shulist will be my guest on August 26th. And I was thinking, Dan Schreier, South AD, if you're still listening, maybe you could join us on that Saturday, the 26th. I think that'd be great to have the two ADs together. So if you're willing and able and in town. So, but going back to Evan and Logan, now Evans has made a commitment to the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, which is a great culture starting, with their football program there. And tell us about that, Ev.
I feel like it was kind of just like it was an easy decision for me to make because that school and that program is just building up, and I feel like the coaches there, they have a brand new coaching staff. They wiped it. They have, I think, one returning coach coming in, and just the facilities mixed with the culture there, I feel like was a really easy decision to make, and that's why I ended up committing to UW-Eau Claire.
Sounds great. How about you, Logan? What are you looking at these for next steps?
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do with sports-wise, if I do want to go play at the next level. But I want to, go into the health field. Nice. I am in the health academy at Waukesha South. Great program. But I'm not sure. Lacrosse is probably a top option right now. Definitely going to get out there, look at it, just see where the future takes me.
That sounds great. Thanks. Yeah, I just heard back from Dan Schreier. Now, yep, he is willing to join us on August 26th along with Mike Shulist, Carroll's athletic director. So that'll be a great show. And don't forget, State Rep Scott Allen is my guest next week. And really excited to have Assemblyman Allen on his first appearance here on the show. So we are talking about the first game against Milwaukee Lutheran, which will be brought, and it's there. And contrary to the score, that was a good game because, we put up the first 20 points and Milwaukee Lutheran came back with a touchdown to end the half. They came out with the ball. They had a great return. They marched down the field. If they score, it's a different game. But our defense, you guys were out there, shut them down. I know Evan had a touchdown pass attempt. Probably should have caught it, but that's another story. But anyway, but you guys gave a huge stand. And then you rolled into the second half. What's the scouting report on Milwaukee Lutheran? Do we have one, or do we know you figure they're going to be at home and they may be a little bit hungrier?
Oh yeah, their memories are intact, and we expect a lot of the same things for our game plan and putting that together. This weekend is going to be looking at their scrimmages, going back into last year and seeing what they did well against us and hopefully, figuring out a way to stop that.
Sounds great. Yeah, because they had some guys in skill, like that quarterback, I believe, is returning.
Mm-hmm.
And he could do a lot running and passing.
They're fast.
There was a rather large guy. He might even been the nose tackle. He was the punter. And they must have faked like five or six. And I think every time he got a first down, because as big as he was fast and he was hard. He ran. He was hard to bring down.
Well, wasn't he the one that almost, almost ran down Chris on that touchdown? One of our fastest guys.
Yeah. So it should be a good game. And then your home game then will be on that'll be August 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be against Ellsworth, our first time play. Where is Ellsworth? It's like further north, isn't it?
You put me on the spot. It's about 3 hours north. Game on
the bus ride will get them tight.
Well, I believe that game is going to start at 6 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock, mainly so that they can get home
Okay.
A little bit earlier, but that's my understanding.
I'm glad you let me know so I can let our engineering know.
And
so
that is also our alumni night where we've had a tradition of having alumni almost like a block party outside of the
Antenne.
The East end zone on Antenne. And so if any alumni are listening, come on out and cheer us on.
Sounds great. And then after that, you break into the Classic Eight. Any reports on who's going to be the team to beat in the class? I mean, they're all the team to beat, but is there anyone that kind of stands above the rest?
Usual suspects. McQuanago is going to be a little upset for the way they finished. Arrowhead is any of those teams that have the numbers to they don't rebuild, they reload. Yeah.
Okay. So also for the home opener on the 25th, Jared Dables reminded us it's also Logan's birthday, so a lot of expectations for him there in the big day. So thanks for sharing that, Jared. And I'm trusting there'll be a – yeah, I believe there's a party that weekend. So the whole city of Waukesha is invited to the Dable house.
Sweet.
So that's going to be, you know, another exciting season, another tough season. Now, the question in everyone's mind was, again, because of the slew of injuries we had last year, we did have to forfeit the last two games. What are we doing? I guess there's really not much you can do to offset that, right? I mean, you play hard, you stretching, lifting, running, all those things, you stay in the best shape that you can.
Yep.
But any other tricks, any other,
well, no one's allowed to get hurt.
Yeah.
That's the first and foremost rule.
Sure.
We are going to do whatever we can do to make this a really good experience for these guys. There are things that, like last year, that was out of our control. The injuries mounted up, and
sure.
To be honest with you, that decision last year really affected me as a South grad, as someone who, this South means a lot to me, and I don't take that lightly. Class of 87. The guys laugh at me when they hear that, but
in the sports hall of, in the Hall of Fame there too, right? For football.
It is something that, I don't take lightly. And I know that there have been a lot of people that have played before me, a lot of people that I played with, a lot of people that have played, with the bird on their helmet since then. And there's a lot that will play going forward. And I think we owe it to them and to do what we can to see it through. I don't have a crystal ball in front of me.
Sure.
But we know what we're up against, and we're going to do what, you know, tell the guys every day, and it fits. All you can do is all you can do.
Sounds good. Good.
We'll do it.
Hey, we come back from the break in the final segment. We'll talk about the rest of the season and the plans for their venture into the Parkland Conference starting next year. Don't go away.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Currently, it's 6.
Here we go.
Hey, we're back. This week in Waukesha, and you're listening to Van Morrison with the band in The Last Waltz, one of my favorite scenes from that movie. We're telling Logan and Evan if they expect to play for South, they have to watch this movie along with their senior teammates. I saw one of my favorite. There used to be a T-shirt of the band. They have the silhouette of the guys, and it says, "Oh, your band has a lead singer. How cute!" Like, they did not have a lead. Everybody sang different songs in that band, and that's what also made them really cool. It was a collective, and much like these guys were, I was trying to maybe get all the seniors here to fit in the studio. Hector, the Inspector Carranza, the quarterback. Ben Jimenez, the Polish Rifle, also quarterback and defensive player. He doesn't like being called Gentle Ben anymore because, again, he doesn't know that Gentle Ben was this big hulking grizzly. So, but Vinny Capoletti Mahalos, David Laux, I saw, it's good to see him continuing to play with the program, and he's getting some looks there at receiver. I know I'm missing a few. Gabe Lascano caught a touchdown yesterday, and he's not a senior, but his little brother Seth also looked really good out there.
Tyler Thrill Williams,
who missed most of last season, so really excited for him to come back. And I saw him make a body slam tackle that was, and it wasn't dirty; it was clean, and it was good, great. You know, and he looked great out there. Had a couple catches at receiver.
Isaiah
Dunlap really impressed me. He's put on some weight in a good way. He's harder to break. He runs hard. Looked great on defense. You know, when he first came on the team, which I believe was in sixth grade. I saw him playing linebacker, and he looked great out there. And it reminded me of him in sixth grade, the way that Isaiah played. And who else am I missing from that crew? So, and you guys, you know, stuck it out. There was a lot of other guys along the way that we miss, and that they kind of dropped off. Oh, Justin Primetime Geezy, who's been there since fifth grade. So, Sweetie Geezy, great to see him back out there, and looking forward to him to have an explosive year. Also an accomplished wrestler, you know, for the South program, had a winning season. I think he had like, what, 4 or 5 losses, maybe his whole, like, so lots to look forward to with these seniors who put so much into the program, especially through the hard times, you know. And, but the, you know, the one thing on your resume was that eighth grade team that, won your division. So, you know, again, I know it's a classic eight, but so what, you know, what are you guys telling the younger guys as they get ready for the Parkland? I mean, the fact that you played against these guys in eighth grade, I'm sure there's a lot you could share.
I'd say just because you're going to the new conference, take no one like, don't go into a game thinking this is a new conference. We should be like, you should go into every single game knowing that you should play with this team. You should beat this team, even in the Classic Eight. You should go into the game knowing that you're about to play a football game against other people, and your goal is to try and win the game.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's one thing that they should know going into this conference, that no game should be taken lightly, and that you should go into every game wanting to win.
Point taken. You know, you look at the and I'm getting my sea legs around the Parkland. You know, CMH used to be in the Classic Eight for football. Of course, they're at the top. You also have Eisenhower, which has been in, you know, they've made it to state a few times in recent years. New Berlin West also had a great season. They only had like two or three losses last year. They made the playoffs. They had a great team. So, and I believe it's both the Tosa schools, right?
West Isle Central.
West Isle Central.
And the Tosas, yeah.
So the big difference, though, between these teams, which are all formidable, and the Classic 8 is that the demographics match up. About the same size student body, same size teams. And so, and that's all like us South parents have just wanted for our young men is, you know, they could go 0-9 again, or like any, or 1-2 or whatever that is. But if the games are like a 3-point, 7-point loss, 10, like that, it's competitive. Mm-hmm. And it was four quarters of football.
Well, and if you've seen any of our games in the last couple of years, we tend to, because of our roster, with, you know, in the past years, we've had 40 or 50 guys on the sideline, and you look across at other schools and they have twice that, 90 to 100. And
yeah,
at least the, you know, last or a couple of years ago, and even against Kettle Moraine last year, we were, the first half have been very competitive halves in a lot of the games, even against the big boys. And
sure.
Then the depth takes over and lack of it for us. And
yeah,
there's no shame in that game. There's no shame in,
no,
in the, in things like that happening, if, as long as we're showing up in the efforts there, yeah. I don't have any shame in that.
So when we look at West Dallas, Nathan Hale, who's, they're not in the park, but they're comparable.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a home and home with them, and first time we at our house, we lost on maybe the last play of the game. So we played them at their house. We won on the last play of the game, an interception from Evan Stout, and at the end zone. But that lead changed time, changed like what, 4 or 5 times in the last 5 minutes.
That last 5 minutes was,
that was great football.
The craziest 5 minutes I've
awesome
ever seen.
Awesome football, yeah. It really was something, and you know, and that's what all we want is just a competitive playing field. You know, we're not like, we didn't do this to get a better playoff spot, as someone accused CMH of doing. Yeah. So, but so you know, in the 3 minutes we have left, what is it you want Waukesha to know about this year's team, and you know, what they can expect for this season?
Yeah, despite our record, the people we have on the field are just warriors. Like, they come out every day for practice, every Friday night, every Thursday, and they just battle with their heart. They're just great people we have here, and we just keep getting better leaders and better people.
Sounds great. Ev?
Yeah, I expect us to go out and fight every single day at practice and games. I expect good football all around, special teams, offense, defense from our Waukesha South Black Shirts.
Sounds great. So one thing I want to cut into is that another way to prevent injuries is this week the Horb Skate Park reopened with a grand opening that included a DJ and a picnic. It was really nice. But Coach Dillon's made it clear none of the football players are allowed to use the skate park. And Evan and Logan and any other football player, seniors on the baseball team, they got to wait till the day after graduation if they want to take up skateboard. Is that fair, Coach?
Fair, because baseball season lasts until about that time, too.
That's right. So, hey, also, again, we're broadcasting South football again. We're going to be broadcasting Carroll for the first time. But for those of you traveling around the state, a lot of you have homes up north, Civic Media and our 20-plus stations, they're broadcasting Brewers, Packers, Badgers. So download the Civic Media app so you can catch your favorite teams as you're traveling or driving. I know as you go up north and the internet's not so great too, the radio is a great source. And then also for any of you businesses that do business statewide, we got some great sponsorship packages. So just wanted to throw that out there so you're all aware. There's some really great opportunities through WAUK Radio and Civic Media. So in the final minute, guys, is there practice? Today's your day off from practice, and you got practice tomorrow. No practice tomorrow, so you're off the weekend, so... Well, great. Well, I want to thank you guys for joining me today and for all that you've done for Waukesha South. I wish you all the best for the season. We look forward to broadcasting your first game next Friday with Johnny Watermelon. And again, State Rep Scott Allen is my guest next week. Please be sure to be there. And on the 26th, we've got ADs Dan Schreier and Mike Shulis from South and Carroll, respectively. Morning Cannolis with James Santel is on next. It's a recorded show, so we didn't get to have any cannolis, but hopefully next time. So thanks again for joining us. Enjoy this weather. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility, and see ya!
Hey, Ben the Man! I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there.
So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? Great state of Wisconsin State Fair.
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.